Thank you. Okay, who can tell me what three things do you have to do to cross the road safely? Lily?
Stop.
Listen, that's right, you have to stop. Should we all stop? You have to look. And you have to listen. Brilliant. Well, this afternoon, we're going to take a few minutes to stop, look and listen. Not at the video anymore, but at the Bible. And we're not going to find out how to cross the road safely, but we're actually going to find out why it is that sometimes when we come to church, we have a little piece of bread and a little bit of wine. And we're going to find out why it is that we do that. Now, does anybody know what we call it when we have a little bit of bread and wine? Is that
communion?
Communion. Does anybody know another word for it? Do you know a different name? The Lord's Supper. So communion or the Lord's Supper. That's absolutely right. That's what we call it. And we're going to do that a little bit later on in our service together. But before we do it, we need to know why we're doing it, don't we? Now, when you cross the road, how many things did you have to do?
Three.
Well done. Okay, well, as we think about taking communion, we're going to do four things. All right? We're going to look in four different directions, okay? Four different ways. And the first way that we're going to look, as we think about communion, we're going to look backwards. So if you all look back over your shoulder, look backwards. Okay, because we're going to look back and remember something. Now, a few weeks ago, lots and lots of people were wearing these. Can anybody tell me why? Yeah. That's right, remember the soldiers that died, wasn't it? Or the soldiers that were injured. And just by seeing one of these, you immediately thought of people that had died or who were injured in battles. Just seeing the poppy helped you remember, didn't it? And we all need to remember things. What happens if we don't remember things? Yeah. Yeah, that's if you weren't remembering exactly what it said. But what's the opposite of remembering? Not remembering. What we call not remembering. Forgetting, that's right. And it's really important that we don't forget things. That's why mums and dads, they have calendars and diaries. Maybe as children, you might wrap something around your finger or tie a knot in your handkerchief. If you're a teenager, you just write up your arm nowadays. But we all need different ways of remembering things, and it's really important. Well, in the reading that we had earlier that Andy read, Paul was reminding the people what Jesus had said. Jesus had said, every time you share some bread and some wine, I want you to remember me. But what was it that Jesus wanted them to remember? Once you've got to remember something important, but what? Well, what's this?
London.
Yeah, it's a signpost, isn't it? Now, it says London. Does that mean that I'm already in London?
No.
No. I'd have to get in the car, or on the bus, or on a train or something, and actually go to London, wouldn't I? This just points in the right direction. I'm not actually there. And in the same way, the bread and the wine that Jesus gave his friends are a bit like the signpost. They're not the important thing when we have communion. They point to what's important. There's nothing special about the bread and the wine, but they just help us remember what's important. And that really important thing is the cross. That's what we're looking backwards to. We're looking back to the day that Jesus died. Because the bread helps us remember Jesus' body that was broken on the cross. And the wine helps us remember Jesus' blood that was spilt on the cross. So whenever we have communion, we should be looking backwards to the cross to remember that Jesus died. Well, the next place that we have to look is we have to look in. So can you look in at yourself? It's quite hard, isn't it? And the place that we're going to look into is our heart. Because we actually need to find out why it is that Jesus had to die. And the only way we can do that is to look at our hearts. Now, when you looked in, could you see your heart?
No.
No. Okay. What about with a mirror? Does that help? Can you see your heart now?
No.
You see your heart? Oh, because the mirror only shows you the outside, doesn't it? What we need is something to show you the inside. Now, who knows what this is? It's an x-ray. Well, x-rays show inside your body, don't they? So can anybody see a heart on there? No, it shows bones and things, but even looking inside doesn't show us our hearts. But thankfully, Jesus told us exactly what our hearts are like. And it wasn't very good news. Because Jesus said that all our hearts are dirty. They've all got a great big splat on them. Because we all do things that aren't very nice. Every single one of us has a dirty heart here in this room. Because we do nasty things, we do mean things, we do horrid things, which God doesn't like. Now, can anybody tell me, what sort of things is that? What sort of things that we do that God doesn't like? Eating bread. Now, I think God's quite happy if we eat bread. I think that's all right. What nasty things do we do? Punch. I've got a picture of that. Do you want to stand up? Someone hold my picture. Right. Sometimes that's really nasty, isn't it? Zach.
Calling people names.
Hold that one up. Millie. Kicking. Oh, I haven't got one for kicking, but do you want to hold this one up? That's being greedy. It's stealing or being greedy, wanting something that's perhaps not yours. And I've got one more picture, which is, what's this one? Yeah? Temper. Do I hold this one up? Fad. And all of those things we do in different ways, each of us, and they all come from our dirty hearts, and they're all things that God doesn't like. And because of that, we can't be God's friends. And there's a big, big Bible word that means we do nasty things. Sin. Fantastic. Sin. And it's sin that comes from our dirty hearts. That's what makes us not friends with God. But you know, there's amazing good news, and this is why we have to look in and look backwards, because when Jesus died on the cross, he made it possible for us to be forgiven and for us to be God's friends. So we can get rid of all of these things. If we want to be friends with Jesus, we can say sorry, because we know that God will forgive us because of Jesus' death. So when we share bread and wine together, we can look backwards to the cross where Jesus had to die. We can look in at ourselves and remember that because Jesus died, we can have clean hearts again. Well, the next place that we have to look is we have to look forwards. Can you all look forwards? Look at these eyes. And we're going to look forwards to the most amazing time. Now, is there anything that any of you are looking forward to at the moment? Yes. What are you looking forward to? Archie. Christmas! I thought that might be the answer. I'm looking forward to Christmas. In fact, I'm so excited. I've wrapped up my first present. Don't you think it looks lovely? I think it's going to be very special under the tree. I'm so looking forward to Christmas. Did you know there's only 28 more sleeps until Christmas? Not long. Yeah, it won't be long. And Christmas is when we remember that Jesus came to earth as a baby, isn't it? When we remember him being born in a stable. In the very first Christmas. But Jesus made the most amazing promise before he died. He said that one day he would come back. And he wouldn't come back as a baby in a stable. But when he comes back, he's going to come back. Who were these? Kings. Jesus is going to come back. And queens. But Jesus is going to come back as king of the whole world. The whole earth. Now, I think that's exciting. I think that's probably even more exciting than Christmas. Okay? Because when Jesus comes back as king of the whole earth, he makes more promises. He said that when he comes back, it will be absolutely perfect. There won't be any pain, any illness. Won't be any sadness or suffering or death. Any of those nasty things that we do, like kicking and punching. It will be absolutely perfect. And that perfect place we call heaven, don't we? Because it's going to be amazing and perfect. And the most amazing thing about it is Jesus is going to be there. And so that's what we can look forward to, a wonderful place in heaven, a perfect place, and being with Jesus. And the bread and wine help us remember that, because Jesus also promised that when he comes back and the world is perfect, we're going to have an enormous party. We won't just have a tiny little bit of bread and wine. We will have as much as we want. We're going to have a banquet. It's going to be the very best party ever. So when we have our little bit today, we can look backwards to the cross where Jesus died. We can look in and remember why he had to die. But we can also look forward to that amazing time when we'll have a great big party with Jesus. Well, the last place that we need to look is sideways. We need to look out. Okay? We need to look out at our church family. Because sharing bread and wine was something that Jesus did. Yeah? But we're going to look out. Sharing the bread and wine is something that Jesus did with his disciples. It's something that the first Christians did together. And it's something that we should do at St. Mary's at 4 with your church family. Okay, so I want you to just turn around and have a good look at your church family. All right? Now, they are all very different, aren't they? There are some older ones, some younger ones, some taller ones, some shorter ones, some fatter ones, some thinner ones. Some with different coloured faces. We are all very, very different. Okay, if you want to come back. But the most amazing thing is that even though our church family is full of very different people, you know what God says? He says we are all exactly the same. We are all equal. Because we all believe in the same things. We're all united by what we believe. We all naturally have dirty hearts, but if we ask Jesus to forgive us, then we can have clean hearts. We can all look forward to that amazing time when Jesus is going to come back and it will be perfect. And we can all together stand up and say what we believe in Jesus as we share communion together. That's why it's such an encouraging thing to do as a church family, to say, yes, this is what we believe in. So as we share the bread and wine this afternoon, we need to look backwards to the cross to remember Jesus dying for us. We need to look in at our hearts and remember why he had to die. We need to look forward to that amazing time when Jesus will come back and everything will be perfect. We need to look out at our church family and encourage each other. But, as Zach says, the most important place to look is the cross, because that's what's made it all possible. So let me pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you died on that cross so that we can be forgiven and be your friends. Thank you that we can remember that as we have a little bit of bread and wine today. Amen. Amen.